The following broadcast is brought to you by these sponsors.
Richard Ward Remax, Beyond 2000, is the number one real estate agent. He's also your hometown expert, full-time realtor specializing in listing homes, new home construction, military relocation, and pricing strategies. Whether buying or selling, Richard Ward has the experience, knowledge, and determination to, by God, get the job done. For more information, contact Richard Ward at RichardWardRealty.com. That's RichardWardRealty.com. Hinckley Roofing. It doesn't matter if it's business or residential. Your top roofer in Ohio is Hinckley Roofing. The job can be minor, it can be major. It doesn't matter because these incredible roofers have you covered from nail to shingle every time. They've been in business since 1958, have been a trusted member of the community since day one. They are family run and built on the principles of hard work, customer loyalty, and getting the job done to perfection each time. Perhaps best of all, they use only the finest quality roofing products such as Owens Corning Roofing System. Visit them today at www.hinckleyroofing.com or call them at 330-722-ROOF. Setta Trophy's been a staple of the Northeast Ohio community for over 40 years for all of your trophy and celebration needs. This trusted company is on time and completes the work to perfection every time. Visit them today at 4335 Rocky River Drive in Cleveland. Also, Game Day Tavern. Looking for a place to celebrate the big game? Check out Game Day Tavern in Brook Park at 15119 Snow Road. They offer large flat screens, the hottest bartenders, drink specials, trivia nights, local bands, open mic night, and everything you'd want in a great tavern, including the wildly popular Queen of Hearts. Looking for insurance? Cobos Insurance has been serving the Cleveland area for over 50 years. They're independent agents, so they have lots of companies to find customers the best rate. They specialize in car, home, life, and business insurance. They're family-run and have two locations, one in Elyria and one in Avon Lake. For 20-plus years, Cleveland Fitness Club has been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all: bikes, tracks, courts, and even pools. They truly have something for everyone and are open 365 days a year. You can visit them today at 6600 West 130th Street in Middleburg Heights. Angela and Tony promote a family-run business for all the right reasons. They are not satisfied until they have helped you reach all of your fitness goals. A truly incredible company and a remarkable family that cares about the customer. You are family at Cleveland Fitness Club. Jenny's Old Fashioned Popcorn is a family-owned tradition that's been serving customers in Northeast Ohio and beyond for 65-plus years. You can find their flavors anywhere popcorn is sold, including Giant Eagle and Mark's. Visit them today at jennyspopcorn.com or stop in at person, 38727 Taylor Parkway in North Ridgeville. Also, Rocket Fizz Candy. If you have a sweet tooth like I do, Rocket Fizz Candy has you covered with everything from your childhood to today. They didn't miss a beat putting together this magnificent display of candy and soda paradise. Visit them at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B, right on the outside of the 5th Street Arcade. And now, tonight's broadcast. Welcome in, everyone, to the Keon Sports Game of the Week. Tonight, we have traveled to beautiful Avon, Ohio, in the battle for the Silver Hill Trophy. I am Vince McKee. I'll be your play-by-play man, your color man, and your stat man for the night. Just like the Avon Eagles, I'll be a bird flying solo. It's the big rivalry game, the battle for the Silver Hill Trophy. Sit back, strap yourself in tight. We are underway in one of the biggest games of the season. And we are back, and thank you for joining us here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Again, Vince McKee flying solo tonight. Want to wish very safe travels to my color man, Ruben Rodriguez. He is headed to Boston Beantown for a wedding, and we want to go ahead and give that shout out right off the rip to Ruben. So as most of you know, this is one of the biggest rivalries in the SWC. I was present last year when it was Avon Lake ending the 2.5-plus-long regular season winning streak for Avon. As we recall, Nick Perusik did not play in that game. But Avon Lake, a dramatic fourth quarter, last second drive led by Jack Mikulich, now graduated, and Connor Riggs, also graduated, led the Shoremen to come back and pull off that massive, massive victory last year in Avon Lake. My oh my, have the times changed, as now Avon graduated Ryan Malloy, their star quarterback, and like we just said, Avon Lake graduated their quarterback Jack Mikulich, along with Connor Riggs and a slew of good receivers. But coming back for Avon Lake will be Nathan Sidolowski and also Creed Bologna. So Avon Lake, plenty of threats. We had the chance earlier today, before the game started, to talk with both head coaches. First, Avon Lake head coach Matt Kostelic, and we will talk with him right now. Well, we did talk to him, I should say. But we're going to go ahead and play what we got from Coach K. And thank you again, Coach Kostelic, for going ahead and granting us those words. Also, we were joined by Avon head coach Mike Elder, coming in, obviously a dynasty he has built here in Avon. Big expectations every year on the coach's shoulders. They made it all the way to the state semis last year, another game I was honored to be at, and right about at the time, against Akron Hoban, which is one of the best teams in the state every year, if not the best, one of the best teams in the country, I should say. So, fell short that night, but however, you know, you really can't, skirt around the fact, basically, last year, both games they lost were without Nick Perusik. So, we'll see what they can do tonight. But again, all that aside, spoke with Coach Elder about all these things, and here's what he had to say.
We're here with Avon Coach Mike Elder. Thanks for having us on, Coach Keon Sports. Opening night, kind of, you know, talk to the opponent there, Matt, a little bit about the rivalry in general. You know, opening night, everybody's motivated and pumped to begin with. But this being the biggest game, the rivalry game, how much does that add on to it?
I love it. You know, it points to your rival all offseason, and for us, it's been a long 365 days. You know, we obviously came out on the short side of this thing by 3 points a year ago, and so we're excited and eager to be here. You know, obviously, if you're good enough, you'll make the playoffs whether you win or lose, and you hope to see each other again if you're both good. So for me, I think it's a great game, week one, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Well, last year you didn't have Perusik for this game. You lost two games all year, this one in the playoff game. Both times Perusik wasn't ready to play. Tonight, how much of an impact is he going to have? And I see him line up right in front of us here. So how much of an impact do you see him having?
I think he's a special player, obviously. He's got a different gear, and he runs very hard, deceptively hard runner for his size. So he's a difference maker for us, along with some other guys. But we're excited that he's obviously healthy and at full strength tonight.
Coach, I want to thank you and wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks for...
Always confident Coach Mike Elder. All right, we've heard from both coaches. We are ready to go. Again, guys, if you want to be a sponsor on the broadcast tonight, that is CoachVin14@yahoo.com. As you've heard before, you get a 30-second commercial during every broadcast. We do high school sports, MMA, and boxing. Really anything you can think of, even some semi-pro ball for baseball. Again, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the pregame show here in a second, brought to you by those sponsors. All sponsors get that 30-second commercial along with a 500 to 750-word article on your company, a hyperlink to your company's website on our sponsor link for our website, as well as just extras, all kinds of extras, Facebook logo on our Facebook page. We do it all for you. Go ahead. We will sell you a sponsorship tomorrow if you want it. We'll send our main man there, Kevin Arnold, out to wash your car, and thank you for your service. Again, guys, CoachFan14 at yahoo.com for those sponsors. All right, fans, we are set to get underway here. Joe Ferment Stadium in Avon, Ohio. And Avon won the toss, elected to defer to start the game. So Avon Lake will get the ball first. They're going left to right on your screen, the radio dial, I should say. And Avon will be going from right to left. So again, Avon Lake, left to right. Avon, right to left to start it. Avon Lake in their traditional white jerseys, red helmets, red trim. And Avon, black jerseys, yellow numbers in the trim, and those gorgeous yellow Eagle helmets. Sit back, fans. We got one for you tonight, let me tell you. So Avon Lake, as long as everything goes well with this kickoff, will start on offense. We're going to be using a dual quarterback formation tonight. It will be Harry Avayer and Michael Corbo splitting time. And you can hear the crowd in the background. This one is a big one tonight. And the kickoff is underway, Avon. And we are underway at Joe Ferment Stadium. Avon Lake takes it to the 10, out to the 15. Finds a hole at the 20, down just around the 21-yard line, where Harry Avayer and the Avon Lake shoremen will take over. All right, here we go. Harry Avayer, they approach the line looking for a three wide on the left. Running back flank looks like Duschler, and it is a handoff, and he's got it. Duschler's got about two on the opening play of the game. Official call there for Duschler was four. Same formation again, one wide out ride. And here's Avayer. Avon almost jumped. Good hard count there. Handoff again, no play action fake, and he's right through the line. Down he goes! Avon with a big sack. And we're underway now, a third and long, going to be about third and 11 for the Shoremen. Here's Avayer, shotgun formation, and somebody jumped. You might get, false start. So a move, and we'll make it even longer back for Avon Lake. And it's now going to be about third and 16 for Avayer and the Shoremen. And we'll see how much this affects the play call here. It's now third and 16. Five wide out, and they put Duschler in motion. Drops back, running for his life is Avayer. He's got his man, got him there at the 30, right at about the 30, number 17 with the catch. Aiden Grabowski on the catch, just shy of the first down, Aiden Grabowski. Fourth down for the Shoremen. And that play will now get negated, as they're going to say Grabowski line up in the wrong formation. Might have been offsides on the offense, called after the whistle. You don't see that too often. And now third and 18. Interesting decision here by head coach Mike Elder of Avon to take the penalty and not make them punt. So here we go again. Now third down and 18 inside of his own five. Here's Avayer. He's going to keep it. Safe play there. Little bit of room for Avayer. Gets about four. And now this should be a punt, as we see no laundry on the field. Now back deep for Avon to receive this punt around the 45-yard line. Avon, low snap. Avayer fields it, gets it off. A booming punt. We'll take a bounce at the 40. Oh, might have been off an Avon player. Nope. Avon Lake, good job there recovering it at the 42. Where Avon will take over. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. Here comes Danny Zay and the Avon Eagles, first-year starter, taking over for Ryan Malloy. He's got Perusik flanking him. And Zay out the pass finds his man to the 40, down to about the 37, and brought down. About a five-yard pickup. We're going to get that number for you here in a second. And number 27, Cam Erskey on the reception. 5 yards. Zay to Erskey. Danny Zay now. Shotgun formation at the 36 for Avon. Got Perusik. And there it is. There's the man right there. Get ready to hear his name a lot tonight. Nick Perusik driving right through. 13-yard pickup by Perusik. And fans are going to hear a lot of that name tonight. Nick Perusik, the missing link last year when these two teams played. Avon Lake caught a break that week. All right, Danny Zay again. There's Perusik again. Perusik goes down early this time for about a yard. Avon running the hurry-up offense here, trying to get it moving, get her going. Danny Zay. All right, pistol formation here. Double bunch on the wide. Play action fake to Perusik. Going to go outside. He's got Tommy Purcell for about 7 yards. All right, third down and about 5. A little slant there to Purcell. Didn't get it much. Here's Danny Zay. Danny Zay pistol formation. Avon Lake almost jumped there. Good hard count by Zay. Danny Zay. All right, hurry up offense. A little hurry up and wait action going on. There's a snap. Zay, two-step drops, got his man again. It's Perusik, about 2 yards on a dump-off. Going to leave him a little bit short. Well, the first down, let's see where they go right now. That left flat was Perusik there. Fourth and 2, 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Thank you again for joining us on the Keon Sports Radio Network. If you want to be a sponsor, you know you do. CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. We'll hook you up. Zay with the hard count. Pistol formation again. And Avon Lake almost jumped twice now on this drive. So a smart move by Zay to try to go for that hard count. Fourth and short. Okay, Zay drops back. Rush coming from Avon Lake, but he's got Purcell. Finds him in the flat. Here he goes. And Perusik. There it is. Touchdown. And he goes. And there was Nick Perusik. We talked a lot about it. Did not play in this rivalry game last year for the Silver Rail. He's playing tonight. And on the first drive, it's all Perusik making the difference. 16 yards on the ground, 25 in the air, and that was a 23-yard touchdown strike. That easy. 2 Perusik, extra point. Good. 7-0. We'll be right back on the Keon Sports Radio Network. We're back, and that touchdown pass is officially 23 yards. Danny Zay threw it about 1 yard, and Perusik doing the rest of the work. Phenomenal job there by Perusik. 7-0 at the 6:28 mark. We have a Bush kid. Here's Duesler. He's going to get to about the 27 where Avon Lake will take over.
Harry Hebert coming back out for a second possession. He gets the snap, tosses it out to Gage.
All right, Hebert out to Duesler. First down, about a 4-yard pickup, but he fumbles. Let's see who jumped on it. Might be Avon. And the ball will stay with Avon Lake. A 4-yard pitch and catch. Hebert to Duesler. For Harry Bayer, his first completion of the game finds Duesler. And they will look to get that momentum back right now.
You can definitely see all the black shirts of Avon rallying.
All right, here comes Avon Lake trying to get it going. All right, zone formation here. Going to find, yes, a handoff is good to Duesler. Here comes Duesler. Good job there, Duesler. Out to the 47. A nice 15-yard run by Duesler. Duesler trying to pick up where Connor Riggs left off last season. Good job there by Duesler to get the first down for Avon Lake, their first of the game.
In the backfield, Duesler able to bounce it out to the left-hand side. As you said, get that stiff arm and get him some extra yards there. So, Harry Hebert back in the shotgun.
All right. And it's going to be a nice QB keeper there by Hebert, about 9 yards. They're going to set up a second and one. Actually, a bad spot on that, really bad spot. Only going to mark him with 6. Not real sure about that spot. but they are now in Avon's territory. And a second and short. Second and short. Avar drops back the pass. Has his man in the open. Wide open. And he's got him. First down there. Looks like Nathan Sidelowski. And actually, incomplete. Sidelowski must have jumbled it. Yikes. So couldn't Maine complete control there by Sidelowski. Avon Lake, two plays in a row against the short end of a stick. And now third and three. Here we go. Avon Lake. One receiver to left. Two out to the right. He's got Deucer flanking him. Here's Aber. They're going to run it. It's Deucer. He's got the first down. Good pickup there by Deucer. The third and three, and he got four. For first down for the Shoremen. Some good hustle yards there by Deucer to get that first down. Now three carries, 4-15 and four. And Avon Lake putting together a pretty good drive here, guys. They got down early, 7-0, but they're not panicking, sticking with the run when they need it. All right, Aber's got four wide here, drops back, Aber throws it. He's got his man, about 4 yards, and a nice spin move there. And a beautiful job. There's a flag and an illegal shift. We'll cancel this one out. So about a 7-yard pickup will go to the wayside. Illegal shift called on Avon Lake. We'll reset it, first and long. All right, that will back him up now. 5 yards. First down and 15 from the Avon 49-yard line. Ebert from shotgun. Play action fake. He has his man. Beautiful pitch and catch here. 35 down to the 27. Beautiful job there. Nick Marsh, the tight end. Right. So Nick Marsh, about an 18-yard pickup. Actually, a little bit more than that. 49 down to the 23. Quick math in my brain. 26 yards by Nick Marsh, the tight end.
So Hebert brings Avon Lake up to the...
Marsh used that big body to get that one. First down now.
Three wide receivers now to the left.
And Avon jumps. Let's see where they call it.
Motion on the offensive line.
Both teams clapping. It might have been yet another motion. Yes, it was. Avon Lake shoots themselves in the foot again with another motion. 5-yard penalty will be first and 15. And Aber now, traditional shotgun formation. He has Trips Bunks on the left, Deucer on the right. Looks like Bologna to his far right. Another higher count, and he might have had another false start here. Let's see how they call it. And Avon Lake continues to shoot themselves in the foot. Back to back. False starts, not what you want to do. They had a darn good drive going. That play by Marsh got them where they needed to be. Back-to-back false starts, mush it back. Just like that, a first down and 10. All right, same receiver formation here at Avon Lake on a first and long. Hand off, it is Deucer again. About 2 yards. Going to set up about a second and 18 there. And those two penalties, those back-to-back false starts, killing the Shoremen right now. Little over 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Avon Lake trailing Avon 7-0, but they have the ball. Their second possession of the game, looking to drive. And one thing Avon Lake's doing right now, I've noticed on both these drives, is they're soaking up some time. Keeping that Avon offense off the field is going to be key to their success tonight. Ebert drops back, gets a rush, and takes off with nope, throws it, almost picked off. Off the hands of Aiden Grabowski. Almost picked off, but no dice. Now a third and long. All right, here we go. 1:55 to go. Third and 18. Avon Lake drops back to pass. Another rush. He might go down. Flag on the play, too. He's sacked. They might call a holding. Let's see where they go with this. And again, it's going to be real interesting to see what Mike Elder does here. He's motioning to decline it. Let's see. All right, it is holding. Elder says he wants to decline. He does. Fourth down and 18 coming off for Avon Lake. So a fourth and long for Avon Lake. Looks like another Harry Bird punt coming up. 1:51 to go here. 7-0 Avon lead. As they've really barely had the ball. So Avon Lake controlling the time of possession, almost dominating the time of possession. No points to show for it. Bear will drop all the way back to about the 50 to go ahead and give this a boot. As you guys recall, last year, Hebert was the kicker for Avon Lake, so this is no change. Joey Lance back for Avon to try to return it. Here's a booming punt. Beautiful job. Lance calls for a fair catch and will take it at about the 5-yard line. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. All right, Danny Zay and the Avon Eagles will begin their second offensive possession of the game right here.
Danny Zay in the backfield.
Looking to compound on that lead. Believe it's Perusik. Yes, it is. About 3 yards for Nick. Should make it about a second and seven, a long seven to go here. Minute 13 to go in the first quarter. Avon leads it 7-0 and has the ball. Here we go again. Looks like two out wide. Zay has it. Hands off again. Yes, good job there. Looks like Perusik, and it is about 4 more yards to Nick. And now a very manageable 3rd and 2. About 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Avon running that hurry-up offense. Playing fast and furious. All right, here we go again. It is Perusik to try to pick it up. And Avon Lake Shoreman wrap him up. I don't think he got it. Helmet on the ground. Perusik got wrapped up, and it looks like they're going to measure it. Oh, wow. I guess it is a first down. A generous spot. Avon with a very favorable spot there. I mean, I did not think he got that first down. But, hey, I'm not a referee, so here we go. 37 seconds to go. And fans, we are sitting right at the 50-yard line. A pretty clear shot of that. A very favorable spot. All right, it is what it is. First down and 10. 37 seconds to go. Zay, single back formation. Two wide left, one wide right. Guy in motion. Nope. Play action fake, but then goes ahead and gives it. We're going to see who had this one. It didn't look like Perusik. Let's get a number on that kid. Nope, number 2. So Joey Lance on the run. Nope. I'm wrong again. Cole Zambrowski on the run. So Cole Zambrowski gets about 3 yards there as Perusik out of the game. And might have been some more movement. There's a flag, and this is a false start on Avon. 7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Avon 7, Avon Lake 0. Looking at the clock here, see if it's going to wind out. Thank you, fans, for joining us. Feel free to visit the website, keyonsports.com. That's K-E-E on sports.com. And that's it for the first quarter. 7-0 Avon leads it on the Keon Sports Radio Network. And we're back here. Beautiful Joel Ferment Stadium in Avon, Ohio.
So we are back here.
Drops back. There's Danny Zay. Oh, nice wrapped up right away. Helmet goes flying again for the second time off of Zay. Got popped. No flags that I can see of. All right, so 3rd and long. Joey Lance will come off here. 3rd and 14 here for Danny Zay and the Avon Eagles. Deep in their own end. They're on their own 12 right now. All right, Danny Zay. Dropping back. Gets a blitz on him. Was looking for Joey Lance again, but at his feet. That goes nowhere. All right. Game remains 7-0 as Avon will have to punt from deep in their own end zone. For just the first time tonight, 2 drives only. Very little Perusik on that drive. That was interesting. 4th down, 14 to go. Avon will punt from about 3 yards deep in their own end zone. Here's the snap and the punt. Gives it a good boot. Line drive, but it's a great Avon roll. All the way to about the 43 of Avon Lake. Okay. And we had mentioned in the pregame that Avon Lake might be doing a little quarterback combo, swapping it on and off. So Hebert apparently off, and here comes Michael Corbo to come in. All right, here we go. So 45-yard line. Avon Lake comes out with Michael Corbo. So now Corbo in the game. All right, here we go. Here's Corbo.
looking to throw. Wilcox.
And Corbo has it. Corbo throws.
Open and
has a man deep, but there was a flag. So Michael Corbo comes into the game for Harrier Bear. And his first pass of the game is completed deep, but we're going to see what the call is. Oh, Avon Lake shoots himself in the foot again. So Michael Corbo comes in the game right now for Abe Bear. His first pass, about a 20-yard strike. And unfortunately for Avon Lake, it gets called back. Interesting. Avon Lake, they've had some momentum at times in this game, but just cannot seem to get past the hurdles of penalties thus far. Okay, Michael Corbo will have his work really cut out for him now because of the penalty where it was marked. A first and 24. So we'll see where that goes. All right, here's Corbo. Dropping back. No, it's a good QB keeper there for Corbo. That's about the 35. A 9-yard run there by Corbo. All right, second down now. Be about a second and looks like 15, 16. Yep, 15 it is. And fans, it is so loud here, we could feel our table vibrate. Here we go. Corbo has it. Two on each side. Single back formation with Duchler. Nope. Corbo's going to throw it again. Corbo getting his touches in right now. Throws it. Another flag. A lot of laundry on the field. Might have been a block in the back. If it's on Avon Lake, that's really going to get Coach Kostelnik fired up on that sideline. All these holding calls. This is still a very close game for that to be happening. Let's see where we go with it right now. Yep, it is holding, and it's going to be called on the Shoreman. Sets up a second and very long. So Avon Lake just keeps moving backwards here with all these penalties, false starts, holdings. You know, they got some weapons out there with Sidolowski, Jason Hayden, Cree Bologna. And here it is again. He's got Duchler. He finds him. Oh, my God, did he get hit hard. And another flag. So about a 5-yard pitch and catch, Corbo to Duchler, but there is a flag. Avon player led with his helmet. Let's see if they call it. No, Avon Lake again gets shot in the foot, another penalty. This time a legal man downfield on the Shoreman is going to rub that one out, and there we go. All right, Elder will actually defend. Good gracious. Head coach Mike Elder will decline that one. And now we have Avon Lake. Okay, there it is. Third and 27. Had to wait a second there. You know, guys, I said doing play-by-play, color, stats, all that stuff would be a lot of fun. I don't know. Hurry back soon, Ruben. All right. Trying to keep my eye on everything at once for you fans. Coach Vin 14 to voice your concerns, complaints, or praise. Or if you just want to say hello, we'll take whatever you got. All right, third down. Third and 27, three left on the play clock. Corbo cannot get the play off. And more laundry on the field unless Avon Lake got a timeout. Let's see what they say. Yes. March it back 5 yards. Avon Lake will take a timeout as it's third and a mile. And again, you're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. We are back on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. We are much, much, much more than a podcast. Third and a mile. Corbo going deep, though. Intercepted. No drops! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gracious. A pick six for Avon dropped. Corbo really got lucky there, right in the hands of the defense. He drops it, setting up a fourth and an eternity for a punt. Avon the punt, gives it a boot. Out to about the 50. Avon's going to have phenomenal field position here. Joey Lance secures it at about the 49.5. We'll stay right at fifth field of the 50. And if you want to be a sponsor, that's CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Guys, if you have a small business, if you have a cause, if you're a politician, if you need to spread a word, whatever it is, we will boost it for you. You get a year's worth of advertisements, everything we do, high school sports, MMA, boxing. Every time we go on there, we're talking about your company. Think about that for a second. We charge you next to nothing. When you find out how much we charge, you're going to want to have feathers in the pillow near you because you might pass out at the... It's unbelievable the deal we give you. All right. CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. You want your business to be known? Make it happen. Oh, Danny Zay's got a man wide open. Zips it over his head. 2nd and 10. Here we go. 2nd down and long. Danny Zay looking for his man. Batted down. And why have they gotten away from handing it to Nick Perusik? Interesting, Perusik has knocked out an Akurian these last two drives. Danny Zay now. 3 straight incompletes. No relation to Danny Zay as it is spelled and pronounced differently. So Danny Zay, 3 straight incompletions, and they're going to have to put a search warrant out for Nick Perusik. Where has Perusik been? We do not know. 3rd and long. Zay looking deep for his man. He's got him in and out of the hands. And Danny Zay looking for Joey Lance, who just can't seem to catch one tonight. Incomplete pass. 4th and 10. They'll have to punt. And after the punt, Avon Lake will take back over inside their 20. 7-0 Avon. And it looks like they're going back to a beer after Corbo threw an interception right in the breadbasket of Avon that was dropped. All right. A beer it is. He's back in. Hands it off. Has Duesler. Nope. Fake hand off to Duesler and keeps it for about 1 yard. Gary Abear. 1 yard. 10 on the night for him on the ground. 30 in the air. So really, Avon Lake hasn't done much. They dominated the time of possession in the first quarter. Since then, though, really have not done much. See what goes on next here. The battle for the Silver Rail Trophy takes us live right now to Joe Ferment Stadium. And here comes Avon Lake. Here's Abear. Play action fake. Nope. Going to give it to Duesler this time. He's got a hole, but wound up quickly. Good jet sweep there. Got about 1 yard, and I want to say, actually, that was Ohlstrom. So Ohlstrom on the carry. A good sweep there by Ohlstrom, but that's going to set up a 3rd and about 6. We'll see what they say here.
With the jet sweep.
3rd and 6, 7.5 to go.
Spread the A-line defense out there. Gain of 4. Here, all the way up here. We're in the back row of the press box. So you can kind of hear that hit up here.
Here we go. Whistles on this one, 3rd and 6, and yet another false start by Avon Lake. And Avon Lake shooting themselves in the foot time and time again. Our scorekeeper up here, his fingers getting some work on those penalties. We're going to get a count on how many penalties it has been. So about 9 penalties tonight on Avon Lake, 72 yards. Absolutely killing themselves on that one. Here's another pass, though. 19, he's got it. Good shoulder tackle by Avon. Sidolowski, 6 yards. But not nearly enough. And wow, I mean, again, it is what it is. 9 penalties for 72 yards. Our crack staff of statisticians let me know that one. And Avon Lake will have to punt again. I'm going to have to check my numbers, but I believe that is now 4 drives for Avon Lake, 9 penalties, only about 3 first downs, and 72 penalty yards.
We'll get the ball back.
Avon will get the ball back here off the punt. Here's Aver's punt. A lot of height, not much distance, though, guys. And this is going to bounce at the 48, out of about the 50, and you're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. And fans, as Avon takes over again, I look and see, and yes, I finally believe Perusik is back on the field. You got to believe they go back to Nick Perusik here. They've gone away from Perusik the last 2 drives, and they've done nothing. Pistol formation. There's Perusik. No, play action fake. I was faked. He's got his man in the 30. 25-20 down to the 20-yard line. Good job there. Get you some numbers in a second here, guys. A 35-yard strike. Yep. 35-yard strike to Mike Patasic. Patasic. And these guys man again. Here we go. All right, this time about a 5-yard strike. Danny Zay out to Joey Lance. And the play before that 35-yard pitch and catch. Brought to you by Danny Zay to Mike Patasic. And just like that, Avon popping away. Still haven't handed off to Perusik yet, though. Very, very interesting. Maybe they're saving Perusik's legs for the second half. Not real sure. But they've gotten 40 yards quickly on this drive, passing the ball. Timeout, CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com for all your sponsorship needs. All right, second and short. And that is going to be Danny Vay handing off to Joey Lance. So Joey Lance getting some time at running back tonight. And Lance now at about 4 yards there. So about a third and inches coming up as Joey Lance on the sweep. So head coach Mike Elder getting everybody involved here tonight. Avon now backing up, though. There must have been some sort of penalty. Guys, I have a big, giant press box bar in my face. I can't see. It looks like a penalty of some sort. Referee's having a chat. And we got about nine guys in the press box staring down the referee for some sort of signal here. But obviously, we saw Avon moving backwards. And the Zebra still chanting it over. Can we get a signal? I guess not. All right, fans, we're going to leave this one to the imagination. Nope. Referee's picking up the ball and walking it back. And, yeah. Might have needed television for this call, guys, because I can't wait what to tell you. And we have a giant plate full of confusion. Okay, so that... Guys, it's almost like a redo of that play. That made absolutely no sense. I don't even know how to call this. All right, pistol formation. There's Perusik finally. And Perusik bursts through. Gets all the way down to about the one. Good job there by Perusik. First down. First down goal to goal from about the 1 yard line. Avon running the hurry up offense here. Whistles blowing to stop the play. And let's see what it is. Timeout, Avon Lake Shoreman. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. All right, Danny Zay in the pistol. First and goal from about the 1 yard line. Zay has it. Zay gets it to Perusik up the middle. They might have stopped him. Avon Lake pounces on him, and he did not get it. Come down the line, and they. So Nick Perusik stopped there just short. 4:58 to go. Clock not moving for a reason I don't know of. Not sure why the clock stopped there. Here's another handoff. Perusik gets stuffed again trying to go up that middle. All right, Danny Zay now. Third and inches from about the goal line to try to score this one. And extend the lead at this point in the game right now. Avon does lead it 7-0, as they say in soccer. And now a timeout for Avon. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. That is actually an injury timeout as an Avon player on the field. Keon Sports Radio Network. Here we go, third and inches. Danny Zay under center. Let's see what Avon can do. They've tried to pound it too straight to Perusik and cannot get it in. What we could tell here. Now waiting for the referee to restart this game. Looked like it was going to for a second there. Referee's working on the placement of the ball. Hang with us, fans. All right, ball to one. Here we go. Third and inches. We got Perusik to the right of Danny Zay. Shotgun snap. Danny Zay throwing, looking for a fade. Has his man. No, intercepted. This might go 100 yards the other way. Avon Lake. Unbelievable. Got knocked out of bounds, and that could have been a pick six of 100 yards. In the corner of the end zone, looked like he had a clear path to Avon Lake. Big time interception. And Avon Lake snuffs it out, and just like that, we remain. We remain close 7-0. The official spot a 19-yard return, and like I said, fans, he might have had all 100, a shoestring last-second tackle by Avon to save what would have been a ridiculous pick-six touchdown. All right, here comes Duschler and the Shoreman, about a 1 yard pickup. Here come the Shoreman. 3:53 to go in the second quarter. Avon Lake 0, Avon 7. All right, we got 3 on the right, 1 left. Hebert takes the snap, looking to go deep. Nope. He's going to scramble out. He's going to scramble. Holds it down and gets it about 3 yards for Hebert. Set it up. Third and manageable, about a 3rd and 6. All right, 3rd down and medium deep. 3 wide on the 1, 5 on the other. Empty backfield, 5 wide receiver set. Over the top, Hebert's got his man. He's got him! All the way down to the Avon 40, Nathan Sidolowski. And Sidolowski, that's 14-24 for 28-yard pickup. Nathan Sidolowski. Big job there by Nathan Sidolowski of Avon Lake. Number 9, Sidolowski. 28 big yards. And you guys remember Sidolowski last year, part of that quartet of receivers that was dominant. Here we go again. Avon has it. Here's Duchler. They need to get it something going now. Run out of time in this first half. About a 2-yard pickup by Duchler. It will now be 2nd and 8, 2:50 to go on the clock. All right, Avon Lake has it here. 2nd and about 7. Empty backfield. 5 wide receivers set for Avon Lake. And you know what? Avon might have jumped on this one. Let's see. Yep. Referee's going to point to his hips. And just like that, about a 2nd and 3 to go now. Avon Lake needs this drive. They need points on this drive. All right, empty backfield. Hebert's going to keep it. Oh, he got popped. There goes about 8 pounds of laundry on the turf. Joey Lance, a ridiculously late hit on a sliding Hebert. So about a 4-yard run for Hebert, and they're going to tack 15 on there. A bit of a late slide by Hebert, but no chance. Joey Lance should have held up on that one. 15 costly yards on the play by Lance. All right, it's a big one. Now, 1st down and 10 from the Avon 15 for Avon Lake. Whistles and more flags. What do you know? Yet another motion penalty. Double-digit penalties now on Avon Lake in this first half, costing them big. Hebert back in the shotgun. Duzar on his left hook. Looks right to throw. Looks left. Has his man. That's a good catch there. He got it. Sidolowski again. About a 10-yard reception on the sidelines to Sidolowski. Nathan Sidolowski pitching. Catch that one. 10 yards from Hebert. And Sidolowski quietly putting together an impressive drive and half. Now 44 total yards by Sidolowski. Avon Lake, 2-wide receiver set. Here's Hebert and a keeper. Here comes Hebert all the way down to the 3-yard line. Beautiful job there by Harry Hebert. And he's showing he can be a starter on this team with his legs. So area there on this drive, doing what he can with his legs. 1st and goal from the 4, 1:11 to go. Look back to the Avon, 1st and goal from the 1 and couldn't punch it in. I mean, that is speaking volumes right now. Elder can't be happy with that. Not at all. Timeout call here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. And Mike Elder talking up a storm as he usually does to the referee is trying to work some calls. He was not too happy about that. All right, 1st and goal, Avon Lake from the 4. We just saw Avon Lake with a phenomenal defensive stand to shut down Avon's drive to the 1. They cannot have that happen to them. They need this badly right now. Here comes Aver. 1st and 4. Play going to give it to Duesler. He's in. That should be a touchdown. Yes, referee calls it. Touchdown, Avon Lake, Duesler. So that 15-yard penalty on Joey Lance really hurts him badly now as Avon Lake advances it all the way across the goal line to score. And here's Hebert, also their place kicker. Guy does it all. He gets blocked. And just like that, Avon dodges the bullet. Phenomenal penetration on that. Avon blocks the kick, and they hold their lead 7-6, 1:08 to go. All right, Area Bear, quarterback, punter, place kicker, and he'll be doing the kicking off here. 7-6, Avon leads it, a spunky first half by both teams. Neither offense looked all that great. I'll just go ahead and say it, they really didn't. Both sputtered. Avon Lake, a ton of penalties. fully imagine what this game would be like if it wasn't for those penalties. 7-6. Here comes the kickoff by Avon Lake. Hebert booms it. Beautiful kickoff will be fielded by Avon at the 12. Gets it at the 15 of the 20, 25, up to about the 28. That's where Avon will take over here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. So now Danny Zay and the Avon Eagles will have a minute 03 to go 70 yards. They have all three timeouts remaining. First down and 10, 103 remaining. Zay in shotgun, pistol formation. Hits his check down receiver. Looks like Perusik. Yeah, Perusik, good job there, about 7 yards. Tricky, Nicky. Good job there by Perusik, who had that 23-yard touchdown catch a little bit earlier where Perusik caught it 1 yard and darted. Good job there by Perusik to get out of bounds and save a timeout as Avon has three left on the board. Here's the snap. Drop back to pass. Looking. Fires back. He's wide open middle of the field down about the 47-yard line. And a holding call will take this one back, eliminating about a 30-yard pickup as Zay found his man Cam Erskine again, but it will now have to come back. Good job there by Erskine to get over in the middle of the field wide open. It won't count, though, and back they go. All right, they'll reset it. Second and 24, and that's going to change the entire complexion of this drive. Avon drops back again. There's Zay. Finds the man Erskine again. He's got it up Erskine to about the 27. So only about a 3 yard pickup. A lot of action there for 3 yards. All right, Avon has it third and long. Waiting for the scoreboard to switch it, but this, I believe, is third down. Going deep. Danny Zay looking deep. This might be, no, off the fingertips. Was looking for Purcell. Great arm by Zay, though. Even though we overthrew him, that very easily can be intercepted if it was even a shade underthrown, as two shoremen were draped all over Purcell. All right, fourth down approaches. Avon would be smart to punt it away. Avon going to use a timeout. Right now, 9 seconds to go in the quarter and the half as they lead it 7-6 here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. All right, 9 seconds to go, fourth down, about 15. So Avon lines up the punt. High snap. He brings it down, gets the punt off. Very luckily there. Wobbly kick, it's about the 47. And with 2.6 seconds to go, will they bring in Corbo to go for the Hail Mary here? He's the one with the arm. The official distance here, about 49 yards, will be the marking of this. Let's see who comes in. Can Corbo launch it? Time will tell. With the way this has gone, I'd almost want to go ahead and take a knee here. Let's see what Avon Lake decides to do. Only down 1 point. And really, with all those penalties, Avon Lake very lucky just to be down by that point. As Avon had a first and goal from their one and very uncharacteristically cannot put it in. All right, victory formation here to nil it. Yes. Okay, that is it. Halftime is upon us. 7-6. Avon, you're listening to the KeonSports.com radio network.
That first half was brought to you by
Frankie's Italian Cuisine. Looking for a place to enjoy that post-game meal? Love Italian food? Frankie's Italian Cuisine. As you cover from meatball to lasagna, visit them at 4641 Great Northern Boulevard, North Olmsted. And Frankie's Italian Cuisine has some new hours. Check them out. Also, Mullins Construction. Doesn't matter if it's indoor or outdoor, Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need. They even do plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything else your home or office will need. It's done today at www.cretons.com, Mullins _ construction. MDG Flooring. If you're in need of quality flooring for your home or office, then look no further than MDG Flooring America in Medina. There's nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today at 330-725-5252 or stop in and visit them in person at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. Charlie the Painter. Now, does your home or office need a new paint job by a real pro? If you answered yes, then contact Charlie Paul with Charlie the Painter Company today. He can be reached at 330-941-0465 for your next big or small job. You can also find him on Facebook at Charlie the Painter. He has been in business for 14 years and does the job to perfection each and every time. They cover it all, doing both commercial and residential. How about that Workout Factory? If you're like me and you're looking to lose some pounds, check out the Workout Factory. Here's what's good about them, guys. If you have a busy schedule, this place is always open. They are at 5508 Ridge Road in Parma, right off Ridge Road. The beautiful Lee Connolly will be there to help you. You don't want to miss out. And if, you know, you're working out, you want to talk about nutrition, Middlefield Nutrition. Now, if you're serious about eating healthy and still enjoying tasty treats that are actually good for you, then Middlefield Nutrition needs to be your first stop every time. With the most delicious shake flavors you will find, this family-run business will take care of your every dietary and taste need. Visit them today and see for yourself while they have everyone talking. You can stop in at 14960 South State Avenue in Middlefield. Also, Game Day Sportswear. If you want to look sharp, if you want to look handsome like our guy, Kevon Arnolds, well, you need to shop at Game Day Sportswear. Now, where are you going to get that latest gear? Game Day, the answer is easy. In New Franklin, has you covered. It doesn't matter what school or what team you pull for, because with their custom screen printing, anything is possible. Just tell them what you want, and it's done. They offer heat press, embroidery, and vinyl printing. Visit them today, www.shopgameday.net, or in person at 941 West Nemecula Road in New Franklin. If you're busy and you don't have time to clean, well, do yourself a favor. Check out my girl, Melissa Cusack, at Great House Cleaning LLC. Now, Melissa, her top priority is customer service and ensuring that the people who hire her are not only satisfied, but wowed by her service. Great House Cleaning offers free estimates. They clean houses weekly, bi-monthly, monthly, and as needed. They also do one-time cleans, including sheet changing, bed making, baseboards, and ceiling fans being dusted, as well as all other normal house cleaning duties. Contact Melissa Cusack today at Great House Cleaning at 216-375-8460. And before we talk about more sponsors, we're bringing in Jack Kapanski of the Westlife. Jack has all the scores covered. Here's Jack.
And at halftime around the area, Keystone is leading Bay 13-10. North Olmsted trails Eastlake North 6-7. North Royalton beating North Ridgeville 28-7. Elyria leading Midview 14-7. Lakewood leading Amherst 21-16. And Brecksville is beating Olmsted Falls 14-7.
Jack, not a good night for the SWC. Both these two teams look pretty weak compared to the legacies they had coming in. And every score you just read had an SWC team losing, am I correct?
I do believe so. Yeah, that's right. Except for the battle of two SWC teams, Lakewood is up by 5 over Amherst. Other than that, North Olmsted, North Ridgeville, Midview, and Olmsted Falls are all trailing at the half.
And you know, I'll tell you, Westlake didn't look that impressive last night. Both these teams look shaky. Are you surprised by that?
I really am. I mean, I know that both of these teams lost a lot of talent, but these are, quite frankly, two of the best coaching staffs in the area. I'm not surprised that it's close. I am surprised that it is this low scoring so far. It's sort of reminiscent of last year. Avon Lakes did struggle a lot with penalties, and they are struggling again in spades. 10 penalties, 76 yards. That has really stalled a lot of their drives, killed a lot of opportunities. Thankfully for them, they were able to capitalize off that interception late in the second quarter and drive down the field and pick up these 6 points.
And real quick, Jack, before we let you go, you're one of the top sports writers in town. I'm a big fan of his work. I'm not just saying that, guys. I really am. Jack, where can we find you?
You're far too kind, Vince. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_Kopanski, Kopanski. And you can find my weekly sports writings in Westlife newspaper every Wednesday.
My man, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Vince. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And guys, that was brought to you by Helene Kia. If you're looking for a new or used car, check out our guy, James McConville. They call him Jimmy MacBone at Helene Kia in North Olmsted. Look, it's as easy as this. Go in the place. Ask for James McConville and tell him, I don't want you to sell me a car. I don't want anybody else to sell me a car. I want James McConville to sell me the gosh darn car. That's all there is to it. Go. Now. I'll wait. Good man. Hoosier Hockey. Look, hockey fans, let's take this moment to tell you about Hoosier Hockey. If you're looking for the very best in hockey tape, wax, lace, and apparel, then Hoosier Hockey needs to be your first stop every time. Find them online, www.hoosierhockey.org, or on Amazon. My daughter Maggie, oh my gosh, first week of school, tears flowing for me. She loved it though. Kindergarten, oh, so much fun. Getting her on and off the bus, packing her lunch. Nothing warms a daddy's heart more than that, let me tell you. Now, she plays soccer, though, when she's not in school, and she loves it. And she plays for Soccer Shots. Find them on Facebook. Find them online. Soccer Shots Cleveland. You won't regret it. Again, guys, that's Soccer Shots. If you need to buy a house in the Mentor area, maybe Kirtland, Willoughby, Wycliffe, head out to see our girl, Teresa Sabin, of Century 21 Asa Cox. We sure do hope Teresa gets us some more information soon. How about airport go-kart if you're looking to have a fun time with your kids or friends and want some weather starts to warm up? Well, at this point, it's pretty gosh darn warm. Anyways, how about airport go-kart at 16208 Brook Park Road in Cleveland. That's fun for involved for everybody at a next nothing price. It's also the perfect place for a first date, a next date, a last date, and even workoutings. Check them out today. Looking to get your pump on? Top tier performance, Chris Walker has you covered. He is the top combo for any athlete looking to improve his or her game. He offers a wide range of services, including personalized one-on-one personal training, semi-private training, which ranges from 2 to 4 people. He will even go out and meet first responders to personally train them. Look him up on Facebook today or call Chris Walker at 216-789-7540 or email him cwalker1995571@gmail.com.
And mention Keon Sports. Basically, guys, look at this, all right? Look him up. Top tier performance on Facebook. Mention Keon Sports. He's going to take 15% off.
Finally, Michelle, Marvelous Travel Memories. If you're looking to get away with this winter with nowhere to start, too busy to plan the next vacation, but still want to go badly, stop stressing and call Michelle Bernard with Michelle, Marvelous Memories Travel. Whew, that's a mouthful. And she will handle it for you. Find her on Facebook.
And again, guys, that is Michelle, Marvelous Travel Memories. If your company wants to be a sponsor, you get a slew of advertisements next to nothing cost. Email me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com. And now the second half.
All right, Avon Fields' opening kickoff gets it all the way out to the 35-yard line, and that is where Avon will take over. Here comes Avon again. Danny Z has him lined up, trips bunch. Looks for Perusik. He finds him. About a 2-yard pickup. Here's swing back. Danny Z drops back, finds Perusik on the slot, hits him, and he just gets taken down. About a 2-yard loss will set up a 3rd and long for Avon. All right, here we go. 3rd and long. Danny Zay scrambles out of a blitz, gets it off though, and kind of threw it away. He was looking for Joey Lance, nowhere near him, and that will set up the 3rd and about 19. Here's Lance looking, has his man a little bit outside, no good, and that was a little swingy. Had Lance in the motion. Danny Zay could not connect, and just like that, 4th down and long. Avon having to punt again. No offense really either way so far tonight. Pretty shocking. Avon punts it, a booming punt. Avon Lake gets it at the 45, out to the 50, spins and moves, and he will get tackled. Forward possession will take him to the 49 of Avon, and that's where Avon Lake will open up their second half. All right, here we go. Harry Hebert in the game now. Hebert looking. And he held on to it. Waits long, gets stripped of the ball. Got sacked and stripped, but Avon Lake was able to jump back on it. And that's going to set up a 2nd and long for the Shoremen as they caught a break there, landing on that fumble. All right. 2nd and long. Weird set here. 3 running backs in there. Hebert pistol formation, but 3 guys. And they're trying to get to Duschler, it looked like. Looking for the official number on this. Might have been Ohlstrom, actually. Looking for that number. Yep. Ohlstrom gets tackled for about a 4-yard loss. So Avon Lake failing to capitalize on phenomenal field position they were given. Started this drive on the 50. They have not been able to punch anything in. A wild night right now. All right. 3rd down and 17 for the Avon Lake. Shoremen still just a 1-point game. 7-6. Neither team looking all that impressive tonight. Here's Avon Lake again. Oh, he gets popped as he throws it. A flag on the receiver. Okay, we're going to see what happened here. We might have ourselves a late hit on the quarterback number 1 and also
The receiver got tackled before he could catch it. It's going to be real interesting to see what the call is. And it looks like it might have been on Avon Lake. Offensive pass interference. You don't see that too often, so Elder will decline that, and they will punt it from here.
Drive down the field takes an Avon Lake hop, and Avon Lake gets
down. All right, here's the booming punt. It's going to get a good Avon Lake roll all the way down to about the 14 of Avon, where the Eagles will take over, looking to get some offense going. All right, here we go. Resetting the clock now. First and 10. Drive will begin from the 15. Zay hands it off. Perusik gets about 4 yards. And Avon looking to finally get some points on this drive. They scored late in the first quarter, have not done anything since. Perusik about 4 yards on that. And this has been a very uncharacteristic game for Perusik. Just really keep waiting for him to take off. He has not done it. Interesting formation here. Four wideouts, two on each side, flanks in front of each other. Here's Zay, finds his snap, has his man about 9 yards up the field. Good job there by Danny Zay.
Getting the first down, 8:40 left to play. James will move for Avon once again.
And it was Noah Madigan. Had it right there. All right, pistol formation, hurry up offense. Avon looked to get it again. This time, swing down to nothing. A 1 yard pass, bubble screen. Looking for Mangan again. Not going to happen. Second and short. And guys, we're looking at black jerseys with yellow numbers. And unless you have the eyes of an eagle, no pun intended, Avon, it's getting tougher and tougher to see these numbers. Here's Danny Zay. No relation to Danny Vey, both spelled and pronounced different. Oh, down goes Zay! Good blitz there by Evan Lake, bringing him right on down. Third down and 12. Drop back Zay, 3-drop. Oh, Zay goes down again. He might have lost the ball. Recovered by Avon. Looked for a second, he got stripped, fell on it. And Danny Zay dodges another bullet, back-to-back sacks. And if you showed up to Joe Ferment Stadium tonight looking for a shootout between traditionally the two best teams in SWC, you showed up to the wrong place. This has been a tough one to watch, fans. Not going to lie, a very poor effort by both teams' offense right now. No doubt about it. Avon having to punt again. I don't think anybody saw this kind of game developing tonight. Avon boots it. A punt that only goes about 25 yards. Very short punt. Avon Lake, again, right now in prime position. They cannot blow this opportunity as they're going to take it over at the 38. When we get back on the KeonSports.com podcast, radio network, website, whatever you want to call us. You're already listening. Doesn't matter. Thank you for joining us. That's all that does matter. All right, so area beer out of the game. Kostelenik, a rocket pass there as Corbo, but in and out of the hands. And Michael Corbo, the better of the passers between him and Harry Abair. And Kostelenik has seen really no running game lately out of Duechler, so they're looking more and more, maybe Corbo, to get that passing game going, as they're going to have to do something. Harry Abair did everything he could with his legs. Most of the damage there. Avon Lake now trailing 7-6. Prime opportunity here to get some points, though, as they're going to be on the 37-yard line. Here is Corbo. Deucer draping him, gets it to Deuchler. And he's got a nice little hole there, bounces it to the left, finds a seam, and about a 7-yard pickup for Deuchler. Third and three, and this is definitely four down territory for the Shoremen. 6.5 to go. About 11 penalties tonight on Avon Lake for 76 yards. And this is the latest of the painful ones as Deuchler's run will come all the way back. 10-yard holding. And Avon Lake, way too much yellow laundry on the floor tonight for the Shoremen. Here comes Avon Lake. They've been struggling, looking to bounce it and get it right again. Here's Corbo. Bounces. Oh, takes off this Corbo. He's going to go. No, he doesn't. Phenomenal play by Corbo. Here comes Corbo. Excellent run all the way down to the 29. A 15-yard pickup. All the way down to the 24. Well, no, where are they going to spot this puppy? 26. All right. 18-yard pickup by Corbo. So Corbo turns what should have been a sack into an 18-yard pickup. And my oh my, a lifesaver on that one for Corbo. Still third down, though, after all that. Third and three. So once again, a manageable third down. Definitely four down territory here, though. Here's Corvo's got his man wide open. He finds him. It's Ostrom. Ostrom has it. Down to the 14 goes Ostrom. 12-yard pickup by Ostrom. And that was Ostrom. Phenomenal down there. 12-yard catch by the senior Ostrom. Definitely. And this might be Corvo's job to win on this drive. We knew about the quarterback battle coming into this game between Michael Corvo and Harry Avere. And here we go now, once again, as Ostrom looking wide open there, but Corvo had to put it on him, and he did. Now Corvo looking to take that starting job away from Avere. He could do it if he could get this ball in the end zone. Throws it again! And it's tipped around, almost intercepted by Avon. Hits the turf innocently. But that might have been an interception right there for Avon in and out of the hands of the defender. And it's not. Instead, it is just a second and 10 coming up. Michael Corbo absolutely got a break there. 4:59 to go, second half. Excuse me, third quarter. Hoo-wee. Avon leads it. 4:59 to go, Avon 7. Avon Lake 6. 14-yard line right now. Second and 10. Nick Marsh had that one, but right over his head. Here comes Corbo. Looks like he's got Ostrom flanking him. No, it's Duschler. Duschler's got about a yard before Avon will wrap him right up. They're going to march it back. Not another penalty, though. Third and 9. And here's where Corbo's got to find those big receivers. Creed Bologna, Nathan Sidolowski, Jason Hayden. Mikulich, whatever it takes. Ace Kalawoski. Load him up. Second and 10 now. Corbo looking to come in off the bench and get the job done. In replacement of Harry there. Here comes Corbo. Pistol formation. Three wide. Standard three-step drop. He throws it. Has a man in the corner. And it is batted down by Avon. And the score operator screwed that one up. That was technically third down, so now it is fourth down. Here we're going to go. A long field goal attempt here to give the Shoremen the lead. So here comes Abear, their starting quarterback, but also their starting place kicker. This will be a 30-yard kick. All right, 30-yard field goal, middle of the pylon. For Abear, the kick is up. It is! It is good by a mile. Harry Bear blasted for 30 yards. And just like that, with 4 or 5 left in the third quarter, it is now 9-7 Shoremen. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. Good job by there by Corbo on that drive to move the ball all the way down the field for Avon Lake. And then the starting quarterback comes in, who's also the place kicker, Abear. So they both got the job done as Abear knocked it through. Now 9-7 Avon Lake as they will kick it back off to the Eagles of Avon. Here comes the kickoff. Avon has it. 25-28, 30-35-40, and down around the 41. Beautiful job there by the Avon Eagles to give themselves decent starting position. Here comes Avon. Here comes Zay. Hands it off. Oh my gosh. Picked up and spiked into the ground. Zay on a keeper. Got picked up and slammed. And that's a painful loss there. Here we go. Throws it out. A little low, but he caught it. About 3 yards. Finds his man to Zay. Finds Erskine for 3 there. Cam Erskine. And Danny Zay really needs to get it going. Back-to-back sacks the last 2 times he dropped back to pass. So starting with this drive, needs to get it moving. 3rd and 6, 3:09 to go. Avon trailing a position they haven't been used to very much over the last couple of years. 9-7. Zay has all day to throw it. No, he doesn't. Now he has a man on him. Wow. Phenomenal downfield coverage by Avon Lake causes another sack. The third time in the last four times Zay has dropped back and he's got hit and hit hard with a sack. And Avon not looking like the Avon of old. Nothing that we are used to seeing. Fourth down and long, they'll have to punt. All right, now Ben Grew out to punt there for Avon. He'll punt from his own 27. Good snap there. Boots it away. Beautiful kick all the way down there to the Joe Ferment sign. And it'll fall out about the 31-yard line where Avon Lake will take over when we return. And here comes Avon. For the first time tonight, they'll be working with the lead when they have the ball. They're up 9-7. They're going to start at their 38-yard line. Four wide receivers set. Corwell back in at quarterback. Looks for Ohlstrom. Has him to the side. And Ohlstrom will get about 1 yard before going down. Timeout on the field. As we have an injury timeout. Corbel going to run the triple option look here. Corbel drops back. Triple option gets it to Ohlstrom again. And about minus one. Avon, beautiful job there to stop it. Third and long coming up. All right, third down seven here for Corbel. Staying in the game. Four wide receiver set. Has Dusler on his left hip. All right, here comes Corbel. Drops back. Three step drop. Corbel looking. Takes off. Here comes Corbel. Beautiful run there. He gets popped all the way down to the 34. From the 42 of Avon Lake to the 34 at 16 plus 8, a 24-yard rumble by Corbo. And Corbo showing that he can throw, he can run. Michael Corbo could do it all, fans. Unbelievable night for Corbo right now off the bench. Twice there, two different Avon Eagles appear to have him ramped up. And Corbo just took off on that one. Big chunk yards there. First down and 10 from the Avon 33-yard line. Here's Corbo again. Four yards here. Set hands off this time to Dusler. And Dusler, good job there. 9 yards. Head coach Mike Elder screaming and yelling on the sideline of Avon. I don't know what he's yelling about to the ref. He's not happy, I'll tell you that much. Dusler about a 9-yard pickup. 8 or 9 yards there. Good job there by Dusler. And something really set off Mike Elder, head coach of Avon there. Went about 10 yards onto the field, losing his mind. And that's it, fans. We will go to the fourth quarter. Avon Lake 9, Avon 7. All right, here we go. Fourth quarter underway. Corbo drops back the pass. Here goes Corbo again. Gets it away. Finds a receiver at the feet. Would have been in the grass, intentional grounding, but got it close enough to the feet of the receiver. And that will just go down as a harmless incomplete for Corbo and the Shoreman. Second and long now for Avon Lake. Another penalty flag. Yep, false start again, 10 more yards. 11:55 to go in the game. Second and about 26 will get marked. Avon Lake here. If I'm reading this correctly, it says 2nd and 42. I don't know how that's possible. 2nd and 42? Something is wrong here. All right, Corbo drops back and throws it. No, incomplete. Oh, maybe 2nd and 16. Still looking at the scoreboard. Something busted on that one. Down in distance. Third down and something. Incomplete there by Corbo. All right, fans, let me do the math in my head. They're at the 42. They need to get down to the 24. Third and 16, third and 18 makes better sense. All right, here we go. Here's Corbo, drops back to pass. Corbo looking over in the middle of the field. He's got his man. Corbo does. It was Ohlstrom. No, Dusler. Gage Dusler coming out of the backfield to catch a bullet from Corbo. And he gets all the way back. 13-yard pickup. Corbo to Dusler. Fourth down and two. Avon, this will be about a 44-yard field goal. Man, if they could move the ball here for a first down, it would be big. And again, Mike Elder about 10 yards on the field. The referee is not calling him for a penalty. He should be really lucky on that one. Cannot be doing that. It's got to be a timeout here. Clock was about to run out, and then Avon Lake did the smart thing and took a timeout. A key moment in this game right here. 26-yard line for Avon Lake. All the Avons. They're going to let to go for it on a 4th-and-2 from Avon's 26. And with as bad as Avon offense has been tonight, a touchdown here would put it away. And there it is, a hard count. Let's see what they say. Should be an offsides on Avon. Let's see what the ref. No, another one. False start by Avon Lake. Unbelievable. Wow. 13-plus penalties now for Avon Lake. Most of them on the offensive line. Legal shifts, holding, false starts galore. A rough, rough night for that offensive line of the Shoremen. Fourth down and seven now, 11:03 to go. Corbo, empty backfield, five wide receiver set. Corbo looking back. Corbo scrambling. Corbo takes off. Here comes Corbo! All the way down to the 15-yard line. Beautiful job by Corbo. 16-yard pickup. And the Avon Eagles have to be sweating at this point. And Corbo, known as the thrower between him and Abear. They said Abear's our runner, Corbo's our thrower. But tonight, it has been Corbo saving the Shoremen. First down and 10, Avon Lake looking to put this game away right now. Up 9-7. Here's Duesler. Duesler gets crushed. Wow, 2-yard pickup for a Duesler, but he took a painful price for that one. The game's top rusher tonight is not Nick Prusik like we thought it would be. It's, in fact, backup quarterback of Avon Lake, Michael Corbo. Michael Corbo tonight, unbelievable amount of yards. About 67 unofficially, 67-68 for Corbo. Hey, it is what it is for Avon Lake. Take it how you can get it. All right, here comes Corbo. Avon Lake taking their time. 10-10 to go, 10:09 to go. Here comes Corbo, 3-step drop. Corbo scrambles. He'd be wise to take off with it again. Here comes Corbo. Corbo, beautiful job. Got inside the 10. Going to be about a 5-yard pickup by Corbo, setting up a third down, a crucial third down. Corbo using his legs. They flush him out to that left. He just takes off. 10:01 to go. 3rd-and-5 type situation now. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to us here, the Keon Sports Podcast, here on KeonSports.com. And as you know, this is much, much more than a podcast. All right, timeout called. 3rd-and-5 now. And you got to think back to when this game was 7-0 and Avon was about to pound it in to take a 2-score lead. First and goal from the 1, and they couldn't get it in. Since then, they've done nothing. Here comes Avon Lake. Corbo, this time he will go down. Beautiful sack there by Avon, taking Corbo down to that hurt. And here we go. Scrambled for his life there. And now, 9:34 to go. What does Avon Lake do here? 4th-and-12, Avon Lake looks like they're going to go for it. Abear got hurt on a kickoff. All kinds of stuff. Okay, here we go. Avon Lake to boot it through. It's Abear. Up by 2. This only puts you up by 5. Would make Avon have to score a touchdown to win. Here goes the kick. It's up. It is good. Blasted through a 37-yarder. Put on ice, says Abear. But a good job by Avon to hold him, and now still can win it with the touchdown. Avon Lake 12, Avon 7 when we come back on the Kia Sports Radio Network. And Harry Abear, who made some crucial field goals last year in this rivalry game, doing it again tonight. Unbelievable night to say the least when both quarterbacks are doing it in different ways. Harry Abear with his feet, Corbo with his legs. make some sense out of that. I can't. Unbelievable. All that being said, it is now Avon Lake 12, Avon 7. As we enter the 9:07 mark to go in the fourth quarter, it is a packed stadium and a packed press box. The luminaries are large tonight. Here comes A-Bear and the boot. Avon needs to take this one to the house right now. Right now they need to take it to the house. 10 to the 15 to the 20. He might have his lane to do just that. To the 25 he goes. And he's brought back all the way back about to the 23-yard line. And that is where Denny Zay and Avon will take over. And as Avon starts this quarter down 12-7, you got to ask, where is Perusik? Get Perusik the ball. And they're looking to do just that. Hand off to Perusik, about a 2-yard pickup. And Avon Lake, that defense, those boys up front could really play. They are shutting down Perusik tonight. Did not see this coming. 8:42 to play. Avon cannot abandon the run. They need to keep peppering it to Perusik. Hope that he can break one. He's known to break them. There it is again. There's Perusik, but again, he gets slammed. Avon Lake has his number tonight. And this is really interesting because this is a game coming in. I would have thought Perusik would run wild. Avon Lake burying their helmets on defense and their kicking game tonight. Harry Bear had his extra point blocked in the second quarter, but since then, he has been absolute money. The kid's been nails. And here comes Avon. They need some quickly here. Danny Zay and the boys, the Eagles, 8 minutes to go. They trail 12-7. Here we go. The pass, looking for his man. He's got him. Joey Lance has it. Joey Lance about a 14-yard pickup. That will move the chains for the Eagles. Here's Danny Zay. Zay on a keeper. Can't find any room there. About 2 yards off the left side on the keeper by Zay. A 2-yard pickup there for Danny Zay. Second and 8. Avon, clock ticking away. They'll have this at about their own 38. 39 here. Here's Danny Zay. Finds his man. Bubble screen to Erskine. Good job there by Erskine. 9-yard pickup. And the first down. All right, here we go. A little over 7 minutes to go. Zay looking to the sidelines. He's going to go 4 wide out, 2 on each side. Hand off to Perusik. And here comes Nick Perusik that they need to see. About a 7-yard pickup. Maybe about 6 yards for Perusik. And this is the most potent drive the Eagles have had since the second quarter when that one got shut down. Mike Yelder calling for the fast-paced offense here. No huddle offense. 2 wide on the left. It's a handoff to Perusik. No, another keeper, Danny Zay. Works a little bit. About another 3-yard pickup by Zay. A healthy pickup. We'll have a third and short coming up. Yep, 3rd and 1 from the 43 of the Eagles. Timeout down on the field for an injured Shoreman. Pistol formation for Zay, 3rd and short. From the 43 of Avon Lake. Here's Zay, hands off to Perusik, who gets stopped. Bounces off a tackler, though. And here he comes. Good spin move there by Perusik. About a 4-yard pickup. All right, fans. White knuckle time now. 6:19 to go on the clock. Shoreman on their heels because here come the Eagles. Here's Danny Zay. Trips bunch wide left. Here's Zay. Looking for Perusik. No. Play action fake. He's got his man. There it is. Good 15-yard pickup there. Andrew Smith. Starting tight end. Andrew Smith on a good spin move there. About 17 yards. And that's the kind of play that Avon Lake could not stop. They did not see it coming. Andrew Smith seldom used. They found him in a slot. He just took off a tight end slot. You don't see that much. Great play call there by the Eagles. 6:03 to go on the 25-yard line. Again, Danny Zay showing some metal right now. Here's Perusik, who's been touching out of most of these first downs. Got about a yard.
Maybe a yard, if that.
And Nick Perusik, you would have to believe, completely healthy since last year, well held up. But the Shoremen have had his number tonight. Not the normal night you would see out of Perusik. He's been touching out almost every first down on this drive, however. Here comes Danny Zay. Danny Zay, two wide left, two wide right. Single back formation, flanking him to his right hip. Zay calls for it, throws it, and it is batted down at the line. It will be a third and long. Crucial point in this game right now. 5:29 to go. Third and 10, Danny Zay, two left, two right. He looks a little dump off to Perusik, and here comes Perusik. That's a great threat. Now, it's going to come down to the marker here. It looks like he got it. Either 9.5 or 10, right on the money. Will they move the chains? No, just shy. So about a 9-yard slot there to Perusik. And okay, Perusik's got it. Touchdown! And a big run there by Perusik. Nick Perusik, 16 yards to pay dirt. Brought to you by our sponsors. Email me, CoachVin14 and Yahoo.com. Your name can be said after a big score like that. Avon needs to go for two. They throw it. It gets batted down. So the lead will stay right there at 13-12. Avon leads it. We go to break. KeyOnSports.com. And Avon now playing their Pen and Jump Around song. Usually they play at the start of the fourth quarter because they're up big. That was not the case tonight. They lead now 13-12, 5 minutes to go. Unbelievable, almost reminiscing of last year at this time. Back and forth they went. A wild, wild night. 13-12, Avon leads it where we stand. 5:02 remaining on the clock. Unbelievable night. Here, Joe from Met Stadium, Chevrolet in Avon. And this is why it's a rivalry game, to say the least. Nick Perusik continued to get the ball, first down after first down on that drive, and took it to the house there for 16. Crucial situation there, I must say, was the pass, excuse me, to Andrew Smith, the tight end. Smith, 17 yards in that slot. A tight end slot. You don't see that often. It worked brilliantly. Now, here's what I would say if I'm Avon Lake. First of all, let's see him return the kick. Deusler has it to the 15, to the 20. Better hold on to it. Goes down to the 20. If I'm Avon Lake, I use Corbo as my quarterback right here. Get him in field goal position. Let Abert finish it off. KeyOnSports.com. Here comes Corbo, shotgun. Oh, he gets popped off a direct quarterback run. Got about 5 yards, though. Four or five. Let's see where they mark it. Corbo did get popped, but held on to the ball. The official marking will be 5 yards there for Corbo. A big 5 yards for Corbo. And, guys, the media outlets tonight, to say the least, we got Spectrum Cable. We got the Ohio School of Broadcasting. You heard from Jack Kopansky over there. We got WEOL, Tim Alcorn. Guys, it's loaded up in this press box, let me tell you. Second and five. Corbo shotgun to Deusler. Finds the Deusler. Avon stuffs him. Deusler got about a yard. Third and three to go. Avon needs a crucial defensive stop here as the clock continues to tick. 3:52 to go. Pressure time now for Avon Lake. You saw Jack Mikulich last year in this exact type situation lead a comeback drive to win it. That was a year ago. That is not now. This time it's Michael Corbo, and it might be yet again an offensive false start for Avon Lake.
False
And for Avon Lake, it's been the story of their night. False start after false start. All right, 13-12. 3:19 to go. Avon Lake, five wide receiver set. Empty backfield. Corbel throws it over the middle. Not even close. And Michael Corbeau now, what do you do if you're Avon Lake? You should probably punt it fourth and long deep in your own end zone. End of the field, not end zone. 3:13 to go. Aber needs to punt this one away, but they're going to keep Corbeau in the game. Matt Kostolenik, the Riverboat Gambler, going to go for it. Here comes Avon Lake rolling the dice right now. Kostolenik. Listen to that crowd, fans. Listen to that crowd. Here comes Corbeau. Drops back the pack. Looking. Corbeau flushes out to his left. Even going to come close. Throws it across his body. Out of bounds it goes. Ball back to Avon to put it away. Okay, here comes Avon with the ball to try to put it away. Danny Zay, first down handoff to Perusik. Has been what they've been doing. They're going to stay with it. About a four-yard pickup there by Perusik. And he's slowly, finally now, starting to put together a pretty decent game of yardage for Perusik. 13 plus 3, 16, 19, 24, 26, 38, 39, 41, 45, 46, 47, 53, 57. Where will I stop, guys? 58. Plus 16, 74, for 80 yards total there. Thank you for adding with me. I hope you used all your fingers and your toes on that one. Second and four, 2.5 minutes to go. Avon looking to put this thing away on the Avon Lake, let's say 24. Perusik has it, stumbles forward. Won't get the first down, down about the 18 though. And it's gonna be about third and a millimeter. 2:12 to go. Avon Lake takes the timeout, and we'll take that timeout with them on KeonSports.com. Crucial situation here. Third down and inches. Here comes the Avon Eagles. They lead 13-12 by one. Here's the Zay keeper. He gets upended. The second effort gets it. Good job there by Dennis Zay. Danny Zay hasn't had the greatest of games, but he's done enough when he's needed it. And the first down should just about do it. Avon with the Silver L Trophy in their grasp right now. Little over 2 minutes to go. Avon Lake cannot stop the clock again. And Avon Lake played a great game tonight, but just barely is going to lose this one unless something miraculous happens now. Avon, skin of their teeth tonight. 13-12, they lead it. Minute 39 to go. And Mike Gelder screaming and yelling.
Take the time out to call this next play as we do have 1:43 left.
All right, now. All eyes now on the clock operator, his rookie offering tonight, guys. With a minute 39 to go. How long will this minute and 39 seconds take? We're about to find out. Avon Lake with no timeouts to go. So at this point, you just have Danny Zay nail the ball. That should do it. We were under the understanding that Avon Lake had no timeouts left. And now all kinds of confusion on the field. Random people walking through the press box at all times here. All right. Minute 43 to go. Opening night for everybody here. The referees, the announcers. All right. Minute 49 to go. First down 10. This should do it. Victory formation in the Silver Bowl Trophy. Looks to be headed back to Avon. Fans, thank you for joining us tonight. You've been listening to KeonSports.com. This was Vince McKee. I want to wish my color man, Ruben Rodriguez, the best on his trip to Boston this weekend for the wedding. I apologize to the fans. You had to listen to my voice and my voice only tonight, guys. I do apologize. But next week should be back to normal. Stay put. Jenny'sPopcorn.com coming up with our Player of the Week show tomorrow. Look out for that. End of the day now, though. Avon 13, Avon Lake 12. Both teams, a lot of work to do the rest of this season. Definitely not the teams we had last year. A lot of young kids, though. They'll only get better from here. Both teams should be very proud, though, because they both played great defense. And there's some pushing and shoving late in the rival game you expect to see. Now a third down. Clock continues to tick. All eyes on the clock operator with 55 seconds to go. One more snap should do it here. Unless somebody calls a timeout. 40 seconds to go. One more snap should do it. All right, here we go. And the final snap of the game, Danny's in. And put on a save on. The Silver Bowl Trophy comes to this side of the tracks yet again. Avon Lake held it for one firm season. That ends. And this ends. 13 Avon, 12 Avon Lake. Thank you for joining us. Let us know what you thought of tonight's game at CoachVin14 at yahoo.com. Let's talk sponsorship.